The dollar is slightly softer than last night as markets wait for today's JOLTS data for September and October following an upbeat NFIB small business optimism reading for November that rose to 99 above expectations, though underlying details were mixed with fewer and a sharp rise in those raising prices, reinforcing the view that tariffs are squeezing smaller businesses more than larger ones. Politically, President Trump said support for cutting rates would be a key test for the next Fed chair, criticized European leaders over Ukraine and suggested tariffs could be adjusted to help lower prices. Overnight, the RBA held rates at 3.6%, signaling no cuts in the foreseeable future and leaving markets debating whether the next move is a prolonged pause or a hike, a stance that points to a very short and shallow easing cycle with Aussie dollar cap near 66.50. In Japan, Governor Ueda reiterated that a tight labor market will continue to drive wage growth and that policy will be adjusted until inflation is sustainably achieved. In Europe, France faces a critical vote on its social security budget, with failure risking a significantly wider deficit, while today also brings appearances from Bank of England MPC members and remarks from RBNZ Governor Bremen alongside the U.S. labor data. That's all for now.